If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of What Do I Want to Do? Let's call this one... Wow. Oh, my God. I swallowed down the wrong hole. Okay.
Keep it in.
We're keeping that in. Welcome to this edition of the Royal Trending Bombs. Thanks, Shivani, on Discord for that short show title. I'm Miles. That's Anna. What's up? I'm not joking. I inhaled. Miles. You know when you just go inhale down the wrong...
Yeah. Oh, I do that all day, honey. I am a choking mess.
Can't go anywhere without choking. Terribly. Anyway, let's talk about what's trending on this fucking Friday afternoon. Okay. Let's get
this
into it,
Miles. This is thrilling.
Come on
it's
now.
Almost
get
like, will Miles survive? Like, you won't know until you get to the end.
Yeah, and you just see my head fall out of frame. My head slams my keyboard. And you're like, he just keeps typing Z in the chat.
And then I'm the Daily Zeitgeist.
Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell are our first trend because these two Kentucky boys, they are starting to feel the pain of some of their transgressions. Okay, so first of all, people are pointing out that right now the Kentucky teachers' retirement system, they basically, these senators got them to invest $13 million of that retirement fund into Russian Sberbank. Okay. That investment fund has now crashed because of the Russian economy and sanctions on Russian banks. And now it's like, it's less than $1 million. A lot of people are pointing at the fact that, like, you know, those two were really vocal proponents of having Oleg Deripaska, one of the Putin oligarchs, to be exempt from sanctions. And now they put this money in Sberbank and Kentucky teachers are like, what is happening to these things that you invested our retirement in?
Which is, now look, as a woman who has selected foreign bonds in their 401k investment setup, I'm sorry if that's a deeply unrelatable thing to say.
Do you have a Roth IRA though, too?
No. And I personally, I could understand why you would do that. Now, I don't understand why you would choose Russia, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think that's the thing people are drawing lines to, because he was also going to invest in like an aluminum mill in Kentucky that never came to pass. So a lot of people are like, you were fucking around with this retirement fund to, you know, glad hand and try and, you know, get some deals that didn't end up helping you, only hurting the people of your wonderful Commonwealth. So,
and that's very frustrating to me, because I do feel like it should be a democratic process where their retirement funds are invested. Like, it just seems like it shouldn't be up to a bunch of Republican senators to decide.
Yeah, that's the thing. They start putting pressure on and pieces fall together. And yeah, teachers are left holding the bag. I mean, as if it wasn't more fucked up enough to be somebody who gives a fuck about kids and wanting to educate them. You're now being like, oh yeah, we completely fucked your retirement.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I mean, this story is just kind of coming out, so I don't know all of the dimensions of it, but it doesn't seem to be good to be heavily invested in a Russian bank in general in this moment. That's just what I see.
It's incredible how you can just... how I appear the world global trade market works is, so there's like a wall with a bunch of like light switches, mm-hmm. and you could just turn one off and shut off an economy. It's really great, this world we live in.
Oh yeah. Think about it. Think of the potential for the future. Who else want it?
Literally just turn that shit off.
That's what's incredible. Super frightening though too, is that you're like, oh, we can just turn,
there's
we'll
like
just suffocate
oh,
you.
Oh, are you being a problem? Click.
That's that weird shit that at the end of the day, I think that's why, you know, capitalists are like, that's how you get them.
Yeah.
Because we can tighten the leash. Guess what?
It's an incredible. Remember, you guys, remember we were all on socialism and then we forgot. Oh, gosh. Gosh.
Meghan McCain is trending. Very serious person. Meghan McCain is trending because.
Very serious person.
And I say this because she's trending because she was saying that the U.S., instead of sending Vice President Kamala Harris to Warsaw and Bucharest, the U.S. needs to send a serious person. And people were like, huh? What? Excuse me? You?
Who's a serious person?
Why are you the arbiter of serious people now? And who are you to say anything right now? You flipping and flopping all day. We don't know how serious you are about anything.
We do know one thing. Those hairstyles are very serious. But very serious. I don't really understand, like, who is more serious than the vice president of the country?
I mean, yeah, sure. You can have your criticisms on, you know, the vice president. But to be like, what are you saying? Like, they're going to be like, get this vice president out of here.
I don't know about you, but that feels pretty serious.
Nah, we need Tim Allen. I asked for Tim Allen. Where's Tim Allen? Not this.
Send Joy
Vice
Behar.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
what
my
are
God.
You talking about?
Did you see that one clip of her when she was complaining about
yes.
how the war is fucking up her
yes.
Italian vacation?
She's like, what if I want to go to Italy?
Motherfucker,
what
shut
if this,
your damn
we have
mouth.
Some sprinkle down from the war.
And I don't want that. You know, you spend 3 years, you're going to say, maybe I'm going to go, maybe I'm not going to go. This is too much. What are you fucking talking about?
Those women have lost the plot in a way
oh
that's almost
God.
Like comical.
In the worst way.
Yeah.
In the worst fucking way. Like, everybody's full of shit on here. Like, you can't even center yourself to be like, my Italian vacation's ruined now that an unneeded war has broken out in Europe.
I know, it really is. Like, what is the view here?
The view, I mean, honestly, I think they are doing a really good job of portraying what most self-centered, ignorant American people, like how they think, with a tinge of neoliberalism, you know.
The view is out of touch.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say such scathing things. You're about to get flamed.
Is unable to see what it really is like out here.
You know what? They need to do a thing with those hosts and be like, okay, how much is... Dude, even ask them how much a gallon of gas is, even though it's a headline. They're going to be like, I don't know, $40 a gallon? What is it? They're like, I don't know. I don't know how much anything costs. I'm at that phase. I have so much wealth. I literally don't need to know how much things cost because it won't affect me.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous place to be. You can't be then. Again, we talk about this all the time, but like so many people that are like, taking up the positions that are meant to convey to normal, like regular working people, what's happening in the world. It's being told through like this fucked up lens of wealth where like so many like existential threats are not real to them. So how reliable are they as narrators? Again, if you're watching The View for complex analysis, then that's on you.
Well, that's the thing. They each play a part. One defends vacations. One defends serious people. One is saying a lot of weird stuff about the Holocaust. It's kind of unclear where they're coming from.
Right.
they all have their positioning that you're like, now this is outdated.
Yeah. And you're like, but also, I guess this is it. This is how some people think. Anyway, that's what's happening there. And then also, Time's Women of the Year list has been revealed. And it's an interesting grouping of people. You have people like Amal Clooney. You have Zara Joya, who is someone who fled the Taliban and, you know, sharing their stories of Afghan women. You have people like Kerry Washington. The thing that's interesting is in this Time magazine, like, landing page for the Women of the Year, Becca was pointing out that, like, a lot of the, like, lower third sort of blurbs on each person doesn't quite articulate what they're doing. Like, one is like, Kacey Musgraves is putting her heartbreak in the rear view. I'm like, okay. What that means. Then another one is why NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman is demanding diversity on corporate boards. That one feels like that spot may have been bought.
I like this one. Jenny Joseph wants to fix the black maternal mortality crisis one midwife at a time. Okay, that's real. What does that have to do with putting your heartbreak in the
right? You're like, you have history making trans actor Michaela J. Rodriguez wants to be the example. I can track that. Then it's like other ones. It's like social media is wild, huh? Like, well, hold on now. What are we doing?
That the one of like why NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman is demanding diversity on corporate boards always that reminds me of the clip of the woman from Grey's Anatomy, Ellen Pompeo, sitting on a panel with a few women of color and being like, I think she literally says something along the lines like, I only see white faces here. And everyone's kind of like, well, okay. Like, oh, I don't know if she was talking about the crew, but the way she said it was so like,
right.
Where are the people of color? And you got I forget who was on stage with her, but there were women of color on stage with her who were like,
was it Red Table Talk?
I don't think it was. No. It was like one of those press junket sort of weird things they put a bunch of people together and be like, have a conversation.
Oh, it says, oh, sorry.
I am right.
Oh, she says, I don't see enough color in this. Oh,
yeah.
Film.
She said something like that. And then there were like people like, Ellen.
Like, hold on.
Which people, I do agree. There should be more diversity in corporate boards and all that, you know, people running companies and stuff. But like, that's that energy where I'm like, but what are you, where are you coming from?
Where are you at? Right. Also, I like, it's interesting. It's all, from what I can tell, women of color, except for Kacey Musgraves, who's putting her heartbreak in the rear view. I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve it, but that's the other spot. And the other white woman seems to be Adina Friedman, the NASDAQ CEO.
Very relatable.
And like her blurb starts off with, she calls herself a big believer in the power of capitalism. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, anyway.
She's a girl boss.
Girl boss. Girl boss it up. All right. Let's take
it
a
literally
quick break.
Says, we'll... has a role to play in ensuring capitalism works for everyone. That's just, you are literally not paying attention.
Good fucking luck with that. I'm telling you.
You're not paying attention at all to what's going on around in this goddamn country.
We want cancer to work for everyone.
Look, make it work for you.
Okay.
Make it work. Lean in. Make it work for you, Miles.
Exactly.
Those cancer cells, guess what, Miles? They work for you.
They work for you and everyone. Like, that's what we need to see more of. I'm going to retreat to my spaceship now.
They're actually like killing me. Honey, you need to reframe that. You need to reframe that in your mind.
No, capitalism actually is actually limiting my ability to make decisions about my life. I'm actually pretty much forced into one way of living because of it. So it's robbed me of all agency.
See, that narrative, we need to reframe that in your mind.
Okay,
how? We need to reframe it.
With what?
That's for you to figure out. Come back to me. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
And you know what? I'm not in a place to tell a person of color how to feel. You're like, hold on. You just squirmed out of that shit.
You are not answering the question.
I'm sorry,
honey.
I cannot. I'm going to give you the space to come to that decision on your own, but make capitalism work for you.
These quotes. Can I just read one more? Capitalism, by its nature, gives the greatest opportunity to unlock human potential, but you have to make sure that system is available to everyone. Again, you're not paying attention. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Womp, 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 womp. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh. Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Britney Spears' Brittany Murphy is trending, okay? Britney on her Instagram posted the People magazine cover from like, I don't know, like over 10 years ago or something that was talking about Britney Murphy's death. And the caption under it from Britney Spears said, quote, "I saw this online today. Is anybody else curious? She died at 32. With a bunch of like blowing nose emojis. And then says, just saying, I know it was a while ago, but come on. They are still investigating.
Wait, she's not going to acknowledge that Britney bought her house?
I think, well, look, that's you're reading between the lines here. But yeah, she did buy that. Didn't she the house she died in is the one that she bought from Britney Spears?
Yes, which what I based on my understanding, it was like a potentially like a black mold issue. I don't know. I know there was like there was something that was making her sick in the house. I don't know. Again, I watched that Britney Murphy documentary on HBO Max, which was quite salacious, but also really? it was rough. Like I was like the whole time, like you guys are kind of really I don't know, if it did not feel good when I watched it.
Wow, you felt a little icky gross.
Yeah, I felt a little icky gross.
Okay,
But based on my understanding, it was like something potentially with black mold or something rotting in the house that was causing an illness.
Right.
That she could not continue to come back from, which is why her body like eventually shut down.
Wow. Yeah, because they both said that they thought someone was up with the house.
Right. Because also I believe the husband who continued to live there eventually died as well. And that's why they think it's like they were just not aware of like a serious issue in the house that was causing illness.
The house was torn down, so who would know?
Yeah, they tore it completely down and rebuilt on the lot.
Wow, wow, wow. Anyway, fucking, could you imagine you bought a multi-million dollar home and there's fucking mold that kills you? No, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of these houses are very old, so you do actually need to check for such things. Because
right, and also, like, when you buy a house, nobody's in there doing a fucking mold check real quick?
Yeah, you have to be careful because a lot of these homes that have been sitting for, you know, what, since the 40s, like, you got to really keep that upkeep because you can't risk. You don't know. That's the thing is you don't know it's happening.
Know.
And right. Your first instinct, if you're getting sick, and let me tell you, this will lead into something I'll talk about later. A lot of people don't, especially women, don't get diagnosed. So no one's going to be like, you should check for black mold. Like, no, people are going to be like, honey, you're tired. You're stressed.
No. Look at all this. I didn't paint these black dots on the wall. It's like it's coming on the other side. No. You're just relax. Light some candles and you'll be fine. Roger Stone is trending also because there's documentary footage that's come out from this like Danish documentary crew who was following Roger Stone around for like fucking 2 years or something. Record, like, just documenting all this shit. And this footage shows just behind the scenes of Roger Stone trying to overturn the 2020 election and secure preemptive pardons for like himself, people like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley. So yeah, that's going to be interesting. And they say that Joel Greenberg, who's one of the people, a co-defendant who's tied to the Matt Gaetz sex trafficking case, he's also connected to Roger Stone. So I don't know what the hell is going on, but apparently people think there's a lot of interconnectedness with a lot of these scandals, which will be very interesting to see what comes of that. But
is this documentary coming out?
I think, I don't know if it's coming out, but I know that the DOJ may have this footage now. I'm sure on some level we're going to be seeing this footage. A lot of people point out there's like stuff where you can see like in his messages, like he's talking to like the head of the Oath Keepers, Enrique Terrio, of the Proud Boys, and like many other people. And you're like, what the? So more murkiness going on. But considering Roger Stone's ability to never be in jail, well, very curious to see how that all ends up.
I would love to see this documentary because I think there's a lot of potential for humor. That guy is such a
dark
character of a being.
Humor.
Yeah, but like it almost has like kind of edging towards like Borat levels of madness of like this guy does not see himself for who he is, which could lead to me getting some hoo-hoo-ha-has.
Hoo-hoo-ha-ha, and then you're like, I'm living in a country that's enabled like monster white men like this to be able to just like fuck around with an election. And they think, because I feel like the guy also threatened the documentary crew. He's like, I'll fucking murder you if any of this comes out. And they're like, holy shit.
It's like, why are we filming?
Yeah, they're like,
what is this?
Should I go? It's like, keep filming. I'll fucking murder you. You're like, this is on the tape that I'm recording?
What is the plan?
Just fucking remember.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, there is a almost too like comical to be true aspect about the men that run this country, like where everything is like truly like the most absurd shit you've. I'm sorry. Are we swearing?
Yeah, we swear a lot on this fucking thing.
It's truly the most absurd shit you've ever seen. And the only thing you can do is just like kind of be like, America.
Wow.
You have like, there's nothing you can do because unfortunately, like you really do feel like it's set in stone. Roger Stone. Because like what else is there? It's like, and I'm sorry to sound so sad and disheartened, but like,
yeah,
I can't
imagine level.
Like, I can't imagine like how do we change this without the millions of roadblocks that they're willing to put in our way?
I honestly
it's very devastating.
Become Batman.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, I mean, let's be Batman real. Option. Like, the fact that we don't have a Batman yet is like kind of like
Elon Musk is about to head out in the streets with his flamethrower.
That's unfortunate. We need a good Batman. We need like a we need a guy who like. Actually, Miles, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's come up with some billionaires. You know what? Actually, you know who is edging also is like Bezos. He's working out a lot.
Oh, you're saying Batman and Jace?
If we start to like see some sort of behavior, like who's that buff guy?
Yeah.
Like, we gotta start like buff guy. Yeah, we gotta start measuring. We gotta start comparing picks, vigilante picks with
Call me Prime Man.
Yeah, you're like,
yo,
okay.
Really?
You didn't even try, huh?
Yeah.
Who could it be?
It's like,
well, it'd be Prime Man or the Tesla boy or something.
Yeah, exactly. The Coil Lord, like Tesla Coil Lord, or like the Hero X. You're like, well, oh my God.
It's actually interesting because Batman's a pretty simple conceit.
Yeah,
it's just a Batman.
Lonely billionaire who has too much money and is bored
and likes bats. Crime.
But what would be funny is Jeff Bezos going out there and just getting his shit kicked in because he's not built for it.
He wasn't ready.
Yeah, he even tries and he comes home. He's like, oh my God, I think my ribs are broken. It's like, well, you literally tried to stop a massive drug deal on your own. You're lucky they didn't kill you, man.
His board is like, come on, man. We said you weren't ready. We said give it 2 more years of training before you would go out there and really be able to kick ass. And he's like, yeah.
Jeff, you can't even do 50 push-ups.
Fires anyone who's not telling him he's number one daddy. He's number one daddy.
Mr. Bezos, I think you're ready. And in fact, I think those people shouldn't be trying to, stifle your growth as a crime fighter. That's all I'm saying. You're like, you know what? You've been elevated.
You're head of Amazon. That's a 16-year-old.
Sorry. They're like, yeah, but he showed me clips of one of these Batman video games, Arkham Asylum. I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff I could be doing. I just got to work out a little bit more. And not be real. Also, finally, the thing that's trending is easiest 100K. And it's trending because this following tweet blew up. It's so dumb. It said, I don't know why this blew up. Probably because it's so stupid. Quote, could y'all stay in the house for a whole week without stepping a foot outside for 100K?
Yes.
Yes. That's why I think everyone said, yes, this is the easiest $100,000 I could ever make in my life.
I didn't even have to finish that sentence. Yes.
Yeah. I
don't need to step outside.
I've done that before for free. So what are we talking about here? Outside. I mean, shit.
I trained my dog to piss and shit in the bathtub in case there's any issues, so we're fine.
Wow. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you even thought this out. You're like,
he got a sensitive stomach, and sometimes in the middle of the night, he got to go, but he now knows bathtub is king.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You got him hopping in the tub? He knows?
He knows now if we're not awake to take him out and he realizes it is time to go, he'll go in the bathtub.
Wow.
Smartest little boy in the world. What can
Smartest
I say? So
anyway,
yes,
world.
I could get that 100K. Easy.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I basically have been training.
Oh, yeah. My fucking whole life for this.
I ain't going outside.
I remember even the summer sometimes I would be so like on my weird introvert kid shit. I'm like, I don't need to go outside. Yeah. My mom's like, please go outside. And I'm like, fine. A little bit though.
Yeah.
I'll come right back. Okay, Anna, before we go, we got to tell people about a new show that's out because this, look. I'm just going to give you the floor. Tell people about Lady of the Road.
Yeah, so I want to talk to you guys a little. We had Arden on a few weeks ago talking about Lady of the Road, one of her new shows. And yeah, I want to give you guys a little insight so you could potentially check it out. So Lady of the Road is the show. It's a new show on iHeart. It's hosted by Arden Marin, comedian, actor, podcaster, author extraordinaire, and Julianne Robinson, who is a BAFTA Golden Globe Emmy nominated director of Bridgerton, all the really good shows, doing some fun stuff right now that's going to come out soon. And they talk to other women in the industry about their experiences and how to advocate for yourself. It's very like self-help, advocate for yourself, your health, how much money you're making. Like we have really great shows. We have 4 or 5 episodes out now. Go check it out, Lady of the Road. We have Lauren Lapkus, Nicole Byer telling us how to literally secure the bag. Truly, like, amazing advice of, like, how to make as much money as the people around you and to just straight up ask and be like, how much is that person making? All right, well, I want that.
Yeah.
I think it's great advice because always ask because the best thing that can happen is they give it to you.
Yeah.
Worst thing that can happen, they say no.
It's a great negotiating tactic because then you force the other person to be like, I'm not going to tell you. And you're like, what?
Yeah. And
you
look,
know what it is.
As a child of immigrants, I spent my whole life being scared to speak up. But in the last few years, I've started to just be like, no, I'm going to ask. I am going to ask. And it has changed my life. And I'm glad I asked. So great advice in that front. And then we also had Joan Jett, legendary musician, you know, incredible, incredible interview. We were so lucky to have her on the show. And then also this week's episode was with Kate Walsh. Now, let me tell you, this episode is an incredible story. Kate Walsh, you know her from Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, Bad Judge, just all around being a great actor on all your shows. Emily in Paris, 13 Reasons Why. She's everywhere. And this conversation we have with her, she tells us, you know, all about her journey getting into acting, but then a health issue she had, which she was literally feeling terrible, which I was saying earlier, if you know, a lot of women really struggle to get diagnosed because a lot of our illnesses get labeled as stress. You're tired, honey, you're depressed, get on some antidepressants. Oh, you know, we get pigeonholed easily and doctors, you know, kind of don't hear us out a lot. And it all stems back from the literal concept of hysteria that we've been diagnosed with on the earliest of times. We are just hysterical women. But you know what? Don't let that be you, because they tried to tell Kate Walsh that she should just get on Prozac because she wasn't feeling good. Her vision was going. She had headaches. She had lost her depth perception. She couldn't stay awake. She was struggling to walk. She could not. She had to stop driving. She went in asking for a CAT scan, an MRI, and they tried to give her a prescription to Prozac. Literally. She just kept pushing, saying, damn, there is something not right with me. There is something not right with me. I can't do anything. This is not depression at this point. This is just not it. Which she was like, I have no problem. If it is depression, I will get on medication. I don't care. I will figure it out. But I need an MRI. I need a CAT scan. She gets one. Finally, after having to push, turns out she had a huge tumor in her brain.
Wow.
Huge tumor that was literally the stem of her brain was being pushed over. That's how big the tumor was. And as soon as she got that CAT scan, she thought, oh, they'll call me in a few weeks. The radiologist pulled her in and said, you have a huge tumor. We need to get that out. We don't know if it's benign. We need to get that out now. So that's, if she had not continued to advocate for herself, who knows what would have happened? And she's very lucky that the tumor was benign. But these are the situations we live in at this time, especially if you're a woman, if you're a person of color. We know people of color go through this all the time. You need to advocate for yourself because, you know, this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
And so that episode has such incredible information on how to advocate for yourself and how to push and how to make sure that you're to protect your health. And these are the conversations we're having. Next week, we have on an actual doctor who wrote the book. Her name is Dr. Eleanor Cleghorn, who wrote the book Unwell, which is all about how women are dismissed in health situations. So look out for that. Go check out. Just great advice from these great women. We have a lot of great women coming on this show. We have Retta. We have Francesca Ramsey's on the show. We have Kate Micucci, Ricky Lindholm coming up. Jen Kirkman, Betsy Beers, who's Shonda Rhimes' producing partner. Just a lot of great conversations. Paget Brewster, just come on down. Check it out. I think you would enjoy it.
And I mean, I think such a good balance too between the hosts as well. And so, must listen show for anybody interested, whether you're interested in like these backstories or just in general self-advocacy, super important. So thanks for that, Anna. Check that out, Lady of the Road on iHeart. We'll see you on Monday, obviously, with a new show. Until then, you already know what to do. Keep each other safe. And don't say nothing if you see some fucking discriminatory shit out there. Be out there and let people know that you're not with that shit. Okay? Till next time, we will see you then. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye!
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.